I'm have I have I rank up the miles just doing that, and like I have to because it's expensive as hell, but it's so worth it. Like, oh my God, dude, I can't travel any other way now unless I'm like fully reclined.
I know. You get to thinking that way. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. And I get free like upgrades anyway at this point. Not to like Polaris, but I get like the one below it anytime I pay for coach. So
The premium plus?
yeah, like, because you know, like the premium plus is just first class in a normal plane.
Diet first class. I know.
Yeah.
It's got plenty. It's plenty of seating. It's really good. I actually
Oh, like 100%. It's just
I've had
not
it for
like
Australia. It's great.
it's just not like reclined. That's the only difference,
Yeah,
really.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so that was the excursion I went on, and who knew that updating that, like getting your credit card, like changing the number was such a pain in the ass.
You would think that, right?
Dude, like I've for the last month and a half, like and yes, I was gone for like a large portion with my mom and all the stuff going on, but like I guess like 1 month, and like they come after you. And they just cut off, like they threatened to like delete all of our old recordings and all. Like there was a whole, like it was a whole fiasco.
Threatening emails, huh?
Yeah, of course. And you know, Riverside has been great otherwise, but yeah, it like a pain in the ass up, because then every day I'll find out something new I don't have access to now. I just got our AWS up and running again. I can get the like, and now I have to like post all the episodes because I'm so behind. But we're gonna get like four episodes all at once now.
Wow.
But yeah, it's been an experience, that's for sure.
I bet.
So yeah, don't ever change your credit card info, or I guess
Got it. Get your identity stolen. I'm all about it. Tricky
yeah,
business.
don't ever get your identity stolen. It's a pain in the ass. That being said, I got like the one good side was that I found a bunch of subscriptions. Like you can get like a report now of all your reoccurring subscriptions. And like when my credit card number changed, Wells Fargo sent me like a thing. It
Nice.
was like, hey, here's all of the, you know, subscriptions you have. Be sure to let them know. And I was looking at, I haven't used some of them in years. So I was like, I'm just going to let you,
Oh,
I'm
so you've
just
been
not
paying
going
for shit that you just like forgot about?
to. Yeah. And now like, I just like my, like I got a paycheck and I didn't get all this stuff
I
taken
got a
out. And I'm like,
paycheck.
oh,
Oh, it's
well,
nice to
yeah,
have
it's
all
like,
this money.
oh, I have more money now.
Oh, I like money.
This is what's been happening.
Mr. Krabs is right.
Anywho, that's that. Let's talk film, movies, TV, all the shit that
All
I have
those.
missed.
Love it.
I still have not seen Grogu and
Do you want to, or is this something you're begrudgingly doing?
I don't know at this point. We had a discussion. I had a discussion with Sean about this before I left, and it was like I am not exactly sure what I want. It's you know, I love Star Wars, so on the one hand, I want to see it. Hold on, I'm
Sure.
telling Sean we are in. But I've heard nothing but bad things, and it like I usually go on release day because that's just like my thing. And I was obviously in England, and I didn't see it because I had other things to do. There was British cinemas, obviously, but I didn't really have any free time, so I haven't seen it yet, and I don't know. I mean, have you seen it or have heard things about it now that it's out in the wild?
I feel like it's something I wanted. I'm probably going to avoid. I'm not like like I try to value my time a little bit more because I have so little
Yeah,
of it.
that's
And
fair.
I got the feeling from what everyone has been saying so far about this is that it's just very skippable. You won't get anything. You won't lose or gain anything out of it.
That's so disappointing.
I don't think
Although
there's
I did
much.
hear Jon Favreau, who I do love. I love Favreau. Chef is peak. Chef is one of the best movies I've ever seen. But he was surprised, like, why are we doing this? Just make another. This is just a long episode. Like, just make a longer episode of. So even he's a little weirded out by it. So that kind of gave me some reassurance that even he's like, I don't know what you want.
Yeah, it just felt like, from what everyone was saying, right? It's like as if we had run out of creativity and it's just like a cash grab.
It does kind of seem like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I
I don't
mean,
know.
is Kathleen Kennedy officially out?
Yes, now, but like we don't know how much influence she had like on projects that were ongoing. Oh,
this is a project that was kind of
yeah. So like I think we can say anything coming out in the future is not her. But this might be, you know, like again, it came out post Kennedy, but how much, you know, was it worked on before that? We don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway. Did you see anything else recently? I'm trying to look.
I just finished all 5 seasons of Yellowstone.
Oh shit.
And I really
what were your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. I could see why people liked it. I have a really interesting thought process about the final season. The final season was kind of a I could see why people didn't like it because hey, Sean, have you seen Yellowstone? Okay.
Right so, into where the questions. I love it.
No. Max, have you seen Yellowstone?
Max, have you seen Yellowstone?
What? What's that?
It's a movie about cowboys. It's sorry, a movie? Show. Show. It's a show about cowboys. Sorry.
Nothing. Okay. All right. Wait.
All right.
Dallas like Cowboys?
No, that's a different kind of show. That's a cheerleading show.
That's very true. Okay, so Yellowstone is worth it, though. I will.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Costner's in it, and he's like the probably one of the best actors with the most range in that show.
Yeah.
But do you care if I spoil it or not?
No, not at all. Do it.
Spoil away.
So the last season, they decided to kill him off screen because he apparently had they couldn't work out a schedule with the main. The executive producer of the show, Tyler Sheridan, who's like,
okay.
He's like, apparently like, he's like a huge producer. Apparently he's done movies and TV. He's done like Tulsa King, Yellowstone's what he's most known for. And a bunch of movies.
Tulsa King, like the weird gangster show with Sylvester.
Yeah. But Sylvester Stallone's in it. Yeah. It's like the most random thing ever. But he's like
who fired a lady for sneaking Tulsa King at work.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
And then she turned around and sued them because that's how things go.
Yeah. That's
of course.
And she was posting about Tulsa King like on all her social media stuff. It was really funny.
Wow. So apparently him and Kevin Costner couldn't work out. Kevin Costner is also another executive producer of the show. Apparently they couldn't work out their scheduling. And so they decided to kill him on screen, but with a body double.
Oh God.
In the last season. And so it kind of
off screen.
Yeah, and it kind of like
he has gone home.
He just went home. He basically picked up his bag and went home. He had an I quit match.
Wow.
And I thought it was really jarring the way they did it. Because they showed his assassination, right? Like with the body screen up. You never saw it. You never see the guy, you never see his face because he's not on the show anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, take him out. And it was such a it felt like the whole last part of the season was rushed.
Jeez. So that are we said, ever going to get like a follow-up or is it?
There's a spin-off right now called Dutton Ranch that we started watching.
Wait, wasn't there a prequel series to that too, though?
There is, 1923.
Okay.
I saw.
And so that's like when his family was settling the land type of thing and they're, and it deals with like Native American politics and a few other things in between that's interesting. And this is all in Montana and some in Texas. And, yeah, I never heard of Palmetto, Texas until now, and I was like, ah.
We camped.
What was that, Sean?
We camped there.
Oh, really? How is it?
That's cool.
It's like, it's, Steve, you would know roughly where this is. You know the there's a Buc-ee's on the way into San Antonio?
Yep.
That's where you turn off, and if you keep going that way, you go to Palmetto State Park.
That's fucking awesome.
There you go. But overall, I still love the show. Like the way everything gets set up and kind of taken down, like it's written really well. The other best character in it, is a guy named Rip.
And okay.
He's just really good. And there's this one character, Beth, who's like a mystery. But it's one of those shows that took me 2 or 3 episodes to get into.
Interesting. So I take that
really well. You know what I mean? I generally like shows that kind of take me a minute to kind of think about it. But and at first I was like, well, I'm not going to like this show. And then I started watching it and like by episode 4, I was like, oh, this is like a great setup. But it definitely took me a few episodes to get into it. And I'm not like a cowboy ranching type of show, but I was like, it's actually pretty interesting.
Very nice. So
I'll try and bring it next time. I'll find a good episode for us to watch.
All right.
Wait, I need to know, since they killed Kevin Costner off on screen, did they use him standing at an approaching tornado and putting his hand up not to rescue him?
Yeah, as a single tear flows down his
single
eyes.
Tear.
No son.
Yeah. While his son, who is a superhuman born on the planet Krypton, could have very well saved him.
Easily could have saved him. No.
Okay. There's another one,
1883.
That was his.
Oh, not so New Girl says 1883.
Yeah.
Is that a third one?
Yeah.
It's Tim and Vaughn, Faith Hill.
There's like four shows. Tim
and Vaughn, Faith Hill are in a show where they're acting?
Yeah.
That's not.
Good lord.
It's the only one I've seen. I saw all of it. And it's not. Oh, it's Sam Elliott.
Well, that makes sense for a while. And Sam Elliott as well.
Yeah. Sam Elliott's really good in the show.
You were like the old lady in the matinee with that rapper. Max and I got Tom Sawyered into putting Not So New Girl's batteries away. In the battery daddy that we got at Home Depot.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
Look at you with a battery daddy.
No, I'm not the battery daddy. I'm just looking. No. Max and I are inserting batteries inside the battery daddy.
Good
How
talk.
Many batteries can it hold? Many. How many batteries does she have? Many. Why? I don't know.
All right, Sean, I have to ask, have you seen Grogu in The Mandalorian?
No, but Max has.
I've seen it. It wasn't my favorite.
Oh, no, really?
That's a personal honest opinion, Max. Any reason why you don't like it?
Max.
Nathan, but I never mind.
What? You're not making... No, don't do that. No, no. My ADHD is too OCD for this. No, you got to put the right batteries in the right slots. Because otherwise it gets the hose again.
So no reason, Max? You just didn't like it?
Just didn't vibe with you?
Yeah, well, what did you think about the movie and why? Max.
Yeah.
Well, I will relay what he told me yesterday, and he can correct me if I start getting it wrong.
All right.
Didn't you tell him?
I don't know what I said.
What did you think about the Mandalorian Grogu? What's your current opinion on it?
It's strange.
Why was it strange?
I don't
know. I remember you saying something that you thought it was weird that it was all like the Hutts.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It's about this weird fight thing in the jig.
Like a weird gladiator thing?
Yeah.
You said there are lots of weird monsters?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Anything else?
The weird monster was from A New Hope inside of the...
Yeah.
A Rancor?
No. So, you know when Chewie and C-3PO are playing that game on the Millennium Falcon?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. So all the monsters in the Mandalorian Grogu were apparently from that.
Okay, that's kind of cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I promised that
it was a good catch.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Well, okay, I have not seen it yet. I'm still trepidatious, but I guess I have to see it. I will. But I just got home, and I am very jet-lagged, so we'll see when I get back to normal. I will 100% see it if it's still in theaters. But I'm worried it's not going to do well.
I think it's doing okay.
Okay, all right, I'll take it. I hope so.
Yeah.
Finished the last battery pack.
Oh.
Well done.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Hey, Max, I think if we flip it over, there's more A. No. I think there's more double A spots on the other side. Because right now you're just. We're like all double A's here.
It's too heavy tested.
This is just pandemonium. This is. Why? They'd miss out on the chaos. Which is the latter. How was the UK, Matt? How was your trip?
It was really fun. Like a lot of stuff that I got to like cross off my bucket list. I got to see the Taskmaster house, which was like number one. I saw all the like shooting locations for Ted Lasso, which was amazing. We just went to Richmond. We went to like the park, and then we saw the pub. We don't really need a tour. They have like all of the stuff labeled when we're there.
Got it.
Like, this is like, this is the door where his apartment kind of is, but not really, but it's just the outside. And this is like the park where they filmed the bench outside. Like, it was really awesome. We got to take a picture on the bench and have a pint at the like pub where they were always go. So really fun. And then we went to a bunch of good restaurants, like explored. And also, like, I found that tour guides were way less effective than really good Uber drivers. Because, like, I learned more about, like, London from, like, the Uber drivers taking us from, like, one place to another than I ever did from a tour guide. Because they're like, this is all the stuff, like, we passed, like, all 10 things, like, that are, you know, like, Big Ben, London Eye, all that stuff. And it was like, I got a story about each. So Uber drivers in London are way better than tour guides. So.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah. I learned a lot, and I got, and now I'm really, Oh my god, also, one other interesting thing I learned. They drink a lot, and every single day.
Yeah.
My god, like, I, you know, like, when I'm in the city and something, I see some, like, one or two people stumble out of a bar. Like, they're using each other for support at, like, 10 p.m. to, like, walk out of a bar. And god forbid the day the Arsenal parade happened, that, like, hundreds of people outside every single pub. It was insane. That culture is built around drinking.
Well, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. That's the thing that, like, I don't think I could ever truly get behind is, like, regularly having, like, any form of beer, even if it's, like, a lighter alcohol beer with breakfast.
Are there more batteries than this just one battery?
No. I want you to fix the, because you, those are all double A slots. All the ones you're shoving in the bigger holes, those are not double A. It's like you just filled the entire Connect 4 board of batteries, and then you just emptied it. And now there are just batteries everywhere. All right. Back to the drawing board for you.
Fair enough.
You let me take over. That's what you do.
Sean, have you seen any movies/TV recently? Anything exciting you've been watching?
We finished a bunch of shows recently, or we are caught up on things we've been currently watching. We finished a bunch of shows recently. We're caught up on Friends and Neighbors.
Awesome. Okay, right, yeah. Right. Incredible, by the way. Three. I am almost done with season two. They didn't have season two on the plane, so I watched all of season one.
Nice.
And now I'm watching season two, and I will finish it when I... I'm probably going to pass out right after this episode, but... This week, it will be done.
How pleased were you when you found out that that was the source of the John Hamm?
Amazing.
Meme. Yeah.
The John Hamm universe.
And in context, it's even better, I think.
John Hamm is still amazing. I will not say a bad word. I love him so very
much.
And
then, so we finished season one of Margo's Got Money Troubles.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you watched that yet?
No, I have not. I love Nick Swartzen, so it's on my... Or not Swartzen.
Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman, thank you.
That's a big Nick...
Yeah, that is a big disparity. Like, that person, is two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Sorry, we put too much batteries on your desk.
Why are you doing this to me?
What did you think of the Needs Money?
I really enjoyed it. I was kind of surprised. Well, I mean, he's got a great cast. So I wasn't surprised they would give good performances.
It's a lot of dumb.
It's got a good heart, and it also comes across as, like, I don't know, very non-judgmental of, like, people with, like, different, like, alternative lifestyles, I guess is the PC way to say it, with my 10-year-old child sitting next to me.
Fair enough.
Also, I love a good pro wrestling tie-in. And Nick, so without spoiling anything, Nick Offerman is basically playing like a washed up former pro wrestler who was in the WWF in the Attitude Era, and then, like, I guess the New Generation era before that. And he's wonderful. Nicole Kidman shows up as a former pro wrestler turned lawyer.
Oh, that's sick.
In a few episodes. Greg Kinnear's in it. Obviously, Michelle Pfeiffer is fantastic. It was just a really fun show. And I think there's going to be a season two. It ended in a place where they, I think, could end it. But
okay.
Yeah, and then we started something else. What was the name of the one with the lady who's getting, like, extorted?
Hopefully not the batteries.
Maximum plug guaranteed.
Guaranteed satisfaction.
Maximum pleasure guaranteed.
There we go.
Oh.
Yep.
I'm watching that too.
Dad, how do we?
Do love Tatiana Malenzi, whatever. I can never
is that the lead's name?
Yeah, that's the lead's name.
I can't remember any of the specific names or name of the show, but I did like the show.
Oh,
fair enough. Okay.
I'm trying to think of what else. I feel like we've watched a bunch of good TV. No, see, the double A's go here now. we finished up season two of Temptation Island. No, I do not consent to you going on Temptation Island. No.
Okay, so is this the new Temptation Island?
Yeah, but it's still with our boy, the good Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, awesome. Give me your honest Netflix review right now.
Men are terrible. One of the women on the female cast from the couples was also pretty terrible.
Damn.
All in their own way.
Yeah.
Mostly because
I feel like we watched it mostly for Mark Wahlberg being like a sage, older, daddy energy kind of guy.
Okay.
Who's very well dressed for his body type and age.
I think he turned around, like, his life, like, ever since, like, The Departed, he's kind of been a different guy, right? Like, he's...
No. That's the other...
Oh, one. Donnie. Yeah, that's the other Donnie.
That's Mark. Okay. We're not talking to Marky.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of Marky Mark. He's good in The Departed. I give him that, but...
Yeah. Fair. Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, first of all, Steve, is there anything else, like, Oh, you know what we should talk about? Sean... there is a new, I know you're not into video games, but the new 007 game is incredible.
What's it called?
007 First Light. Basically a reboot prequel of, like, him becoming a 00, like when they restarted the program, like, he, you know, from his, like, first mission to, you know, becoming like 007. But they do it like a Bond movie. Like, it has, like, a full song. It has, like, the full, like, you know, by Lana Del Rey. Like, they do it like it's an entire movie.
Nor did they burn her on a game, though. They should have used her.
Listen, she might come back. This was just the game, so we'll see. It's acted really well. It's really well put together. Really a lot of fun. So if you have any interest, I would highly recommend. I know you love 007, so I had to point that out.
I do. I will. What can I play it on?
Pretty much anything from computer to Xbox to PlayStation. I think it's on Switch. So like any of the consoles.
Okay.
Highly recommend. Is
that thing already? What did you try playing tonight earlier?
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 1.
Oh, how'd that go? Oh,
classic.
It was actually, it was pretty even. We were playing it on the Switch. I got the Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection, which is like all of them, like console and arcade versions of the games from like Mortal Kombat 1 until, I forget what the most recent one on that is, but it was like in 2003.
Okay.
So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then like a couple other ones with like named titles.
Yeah. I know which ones you mean. They all have weird, like, not Annihilation, that's the movie. Like,
we don't need to talk about that.
Shaolin Monks.
I'm still sour about Mortal Kombat Annihilation. We were talking about it the other day, and Max asked me if it was a... What did you ask me about Mortal Kombat Annihilation? You're like, did you like it? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw it once, and I never, ever want to see it again. Ever. And I rewatch movies a lot, so...
Maybe rewatch it again to see if you like it.
No. Not a chance. Because they kill Johnny Cage off in the first 10 minutes. It makes no sense.
They tell him off. What does that mean?
He dies.
He dies in the movie?
Correct. Also, the Emperor, who's like this, like, mystical, like, larger-than-life force in the first movie that you don't really ever see until the very end, looks like an absolute moron in the second movie.
What
he just looks like a beefy guy wearing body paint.
What do you mean by they cut him off? Do they mean like they end the story inside the movie?
Yeah.
They are just like
10 minutes in.
They're just like, hey, I don't want you to go inside this movie anymore, so bye bye. Like that.
Yeah, I don't know why they did it. It was very frustrating.
And then they made like, oh no, he died. Like that.
Pretty much.
That's crazy.
I agree.
I really liked the reboot, the first reboot, the one that came out during the pandemic.
Yeah, we were talking about that too. That's how we got on the subject.
But I didn't like. I don't know if I really liked the second one.
Oh, really? The one that's
It's a different director, and it's okay. But like the first one had so much potential, and I feel like they kind of like went weird with it. So I won't say anything in case I think it's worth seeing. But like,
I saw like the one extended version of the scene on some reel or TikTok or whatever with Johnny Cage and Baraka, and I thought that whole thing was really funny and well done.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't. Yeah, I do want to see it because I like the first one.
Yeah, it's not James Wan who was spearheading the first one, but it's still worth seeing. I was just kind of disappointed. Like again, we'll talk after you see it. But yeah, not too bad. I had somewhere I was going with this and now it's completely gone. That's all the shows I had to discuss.
What makes a cat go? Wait, what are you doing?
I'm just closing this one.
What makes a cat go? What?
No, it was, it was Max's science fair project.
Oh,
it was just up on my computer for some reason.
What was it?
Max explained the science fair project.
My science fair project was we made an obstacle course and we got cats and we put on.
We got cats. We used our cats.
We used our cat. Wait, we got cats? Oh, no, I thought I didn't say that. we didn't get cats. We got Penny and Felix and we put them inside the cat maze and there was a treat at the end and we kept on changing the kind of treat at the end of the cat maze and the cats crawled through it. And whoever got it and got through it faster wins.
Yeah, we timed it to see what would draw them through it the quickest. Felix won. And then who did it overall and how they behaved in general.
And Felix won.
Yeah, and you got second place in your category.
Me?
Yeah. Remember? For the science fair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well done, Max. Congratulations.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. Fair. All right. So humble.
Going with the Chick-fil-A french fries now.
Oh, good for him.
Well done. All right. Steve, anything else? Any other shows, topics you want to cover before we move to the main event?
No, but I am starting to get into Your Friends and Neighbors. Really good show. So I agree with you guys all there. Looks really good.
Yeah. Fantastic. Only a
few episodes in that. So not too much together. Oh, and, Lego Batman. Awesome.
Oh my God. Awesome game. Lego awesome Batman game. Rules.
The Jonquil. It's the entire saga. It's my arch nemesis.
It's fantastic in every way. I agree.
What is it in entire saga?
Like, it is pretty much like they just kind of amalgamated the comic book universe, the Dark Knight universe, and like the new Batman, like Matt, my God, what's his last name?
Matt Reeves,
like Batman into like one kind of saga. And basically give you an open Gotham Batman, but all in Lego.
Sounds fun.
It is super fun. Definitely on Switch. Highly recommend. Switch. Two video games I recommend to you in one night, Sean. I'm sorry.
Switch one and two, because we still got one. We don't have two.
I think it's on one as well.
I think it's on one. Yeah.
I will double. Anyway, but definitely worth it. But it does work on. It's on PC as well. So. And I know you guys love your flight simulator. So if you can play flight simulator, you can play this.
We don't dodge a dodgeball.
We have friends here.
It's not a game. It's a simulator.
Okay,
a simulator that actually tells people how to fly real planes.
It does. So, it absolutely does.
So when we are flying military jets and we arm them with missiles, air to surface, and
sparrows
and sidewinders, and we shoot down commercial planes, it's because we're simulating and not playing a game.
Yeah. we arm the F-18 and we...
Yeah. Also, me landing 737 at Charlotte from 10,000 feet with, like, within 10 miles of the airport and doing it safely. Uh-huh. Also not a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, fair being enough. Able to secure the aircraft, not a game.
Yeah, that too.
Okay. I'll give it up for that. All right, moving on to what we were here for. How would everybody feel, or how does everyone feel about Spider-Noir?
I downloaded it. I haven't started to watch it at all. So is it all black and white? Is it going to be like the Spider-Verse?
I know. Scenario? I have been I trying to keep about it. As little knowledge about it as possible. I know it's on Prime.
Is it Nicolas Cage?
It is Nicolas Cage. It is 100% Nicolas Cage. It came out like 3 or 4 days ago. May 27th, where the latest episode did. When did it actually start? Let me take a look before I... Details.
Put the disc.
It definitely came out in May. So,
cool.
How would you guys feel about watching that going in blind?
I'm down. I think we should explain to Max what it is because he's seen the Spider-Verse movies, but he's not going to have any idea what we're talking about.
All right, Max, did you like... you do? Go ahead.
I've seen the cover of the movie before.
Of the Spider-Noir one?
Yeah, I think it's like the old-fashioned Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's like wearing a trench coat and a hat. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, that's exactly it. So what do you think about that? I know you saw the Into the Spider-Verse. What do you think about the black and white Spider-Man?
Okay.
Right. Fair enough.
He just told me tonight before we got on, he's like, I just don't want to watch any boring adult stuff.
So. All right. Well, is this live up to you? Are you okay with Spider-Noir, Max?
Let me see the trailer.
Do you want to watch the trailer? We can watch the trailer. All right. Give me a second. I'll pull it up.
Hey, just to be clear, you don't have veto power if that's what we choose.
What does that mean?
That means that if we choose it, then you can't be like, no, and we pick something else.
Okay.
It's my way or the highway.
Oh, damn. Oh, the whole season dropped at once. My God.
That's fun.
All right, so let me find the trailer. Here we go. Oh, by the way, speaking of Ted Lasso, has anyone seen the trailer for the new season?
Nope.
Before we get to this?
No.
Has anyone intrigued, or is I the only one who watches like the full Ted Lasso?
You can talk about it.
Fair enough. Well, no. I'm just intrigued because they're going down the angle of like he's going back,
yeah,
to restart, and he's doing a girls' team, which I think is cool. And because the Scrubs revival was good, I'm not like, you know, upset about it. I just think like the story ended so perfectly, like it's gonna be a little weird to bring it back. You know what I mean? That was it.
I'm happy for Bill Lawrence that he's having like this like crazy resurgence.
Agreed, 100%. Amazing. So
far more than he did before.
Yeah, right. He is like mainstream now, which is awesome.
But they just killed somebody big in the new season of Shrink or the next season of Shrinking, and I'm trying to remember who it was.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, a female actor. I don't remember. But I was like, oh, that's a get.
Damn. All right. Okay, Max, are you ready for the trailer?
Okay.
Seems enthused.
Here we go. Did you guys hear?
Have you seen it out there? The city's a mess. You used to be.
I know who I used to be. Now. I'm starting over.
Are you going to be a dick about it?
Yes, actually, a private dick, to be exact.
My friend disappeared.
I am.
You're an investigator.
You are.
Investigate. Are we going to talk about the fact that her friend turned into some kind of sand monster? Seems like kind of like a big deal.
What the hell
is going on?
I can't get into it right now.
All I know is that once it starts, it gets worse fast. Until their sicknesses eat them alive.
Time to show this town who's really in charge.
Silvermane's got the city by the throat.
Monsters in the streets!
Were you really going to sit there and do nothing?
I was never a hero.
There's still time for you to become one.
Fine. Look at me. Wrong.
Because with no power comes no responsibility.
Can't you see that the spider is busy?
I think it looks good.
I agree 100%. Steve, what about you?
No, I'm pumped. This house looks great.
Did you say it looks annoying?
Yeah, it's annoying. It looks irritating.
No, you can say, but you have to watch the show.
Okay, now the ultimate question. Do we watch in color or black and white?
Black and white. Match your vote.
Black, white, and black or wait, you can choose?
Yes.
That's cool. I know what you're gonna say.
Color.
Dude, my dude. You missed an entire another box. Double A batteries.
Really?
Although we don't have room for them, so there's no room for them.
Oh yeah.
Good God.
So, Sean, what's your vote? Black and white, or because I voted black and white. Steve voted black and white. What are your votes, Sean?
Black and white.
All right, very good. It is. There it is. Okay.
It's supposed to be noir, which black and white is very noir.
Yeah.
It's like a hallmark of noir.
Transition. All right.
Oh, that's a different song.
Season 1, Episode 1 of Spider-Noir. Sometimes I forget how much I love Nicolas Cage. I don't know. Just anyway. Sean, first impressions, go.
I enjoyed it. I definitely think that the black and white adds to it.
100%.
Yeah.
You chose black and white because I don't want to see all that like blood squirting out of the guy.
Yeah. He was like, ugh! And I'm like, aren't you glad it's in black and white now?
Although I will say, just a little tidbit in there, the fact that you can at any time switch between them at will, just like hit a button and it'll go to the color, is awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. So I was looking, because he asked me during the show what it was like rated, as in like not MPAA, because it's TV, obviously, but what the rating was. It was TV-14. But in doing that, I saw something where Nicolas Cage had said that he had hoped that the dual release of the color in black and white and being able to switch back and forth version would inspire more people to actually look into black and white filmmaking and like the, you know, the art of it, which...
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a really cool thing. I think exposing a younger audience to that in a way that's like appealing is very good. So
yeah, and he seems to be doing a really good job of it. Like I freaking holy shit. Okay, all right. Steve, what about you? What are your thoughts?
No, you know, I love a classic Nick Cage film noir.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like it so far.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued. Here's the thing. It's not I kind of love it that it's really not that superhero-y. Sean, was that unexpected, like, to kind of come in and see this? Like, it's really a detective story, and I'm really glad they, like, didn't make it as much about, I mean, I'm sure, you know, obviously we saw that, you know, Spider-Man is coming and you were going to see a lot of stuff, but it really wasn't about that. What are your thoughts?
Sorry, that's me or Steve?
That was you. Sorry, Sean.
Can you repeat?
Yeah, no problem. So, what I was saying before was that, like, this show kind of surprised me in the fact that it's not really about Spider-Man. It's more kind of, I mean, it is. We'll get to, I'm sure we'll see a lot of it. But there's a lot more, like, detective, noir-y, and it's just really, like, kind of not, it does definitely doesn't fall into the normal superhero tropes, especially the Marvel stuff. What do you think?
Well, I like that. I mean, that's probably one of my bigger gripes with the MCU. Mm-hmm. It feels not too comic booky, because there's a way to do comic booky and not make it like, it's going to sound harsh, stupid. it's incredibly artfully done, and kind of in the same way that you think about like something like Sin City. Even though there's like very limited use of color in that, like it's for a specific purpose, but like just having that black and white, it kind of throws you into it. And I also like how one of the things I've always liked about Batman, and particularly Batman the Animated Series, which we all grew up on, mm-hmm. is how noir that is.
Yes.
And this takes like a character, obviously it's not like traditional Peter Parker Spider-Man, but that it takes a character of that kind of universe and puts mm-hmm. it in that kind of environment, and it makes sense, which I really like. I like him being the private detective or private eye. I thought the little nod to Robbie Robertson at the Daily Bugle was good. Like there was like stuff in there that was just like, okay, like this works in this universe. And it still feels comic booky, but it also feels appealing.
Yeah, totally fair. I really like that. Steve, this is kind of a similar question. Do you think, do you like the fact that they went in a completely different direction and is it keep it fresh? But do you think, are you worried they're going to fall back into the old ways, the Marvel superhero ways?
Nah, you know, I was thinking about the other day about like the Marvel quadratic equation is just kind of like, doing things over and over. I actually think this is like a good starting direction. Even when we started watching the old Daredevil, the new Daredevil series, I think it's gone in such a different direction. I think this is the same kind of vibe.
Okay, cool. And do you like the direction it's going? Do you think, like, I know we've had saturation for a while and I don't think we're going to get any less series, but do you think we just have to be more selective about it and like go for the right shows, or is Marvel as a whole going to be better?
I think being selective works. Mm-hmm. Not every Marvel show is a winner. I mean, Secret Wars and everything else. There's a few out there that it ain't worth this. Juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Yeah, totally fair. Sean, what do you think, like, pitfall-wise? Like, what would you consider, like, what could this show do to make you stop watching?
Stop watching?
Yeah, how bad? Like, what would it have to go? Like, how far outside of what you see in the first episode would it have to go?
It would have to bore me. And, like, I think that
fair.
I think something where I would maybe get bored or impatient with it is if it takes too long for him to get into being, it's not Spider-Man. What does he go by?
It's Spider-Man or the Spider. Like, I don't think it's like,
If that took like, I mean, if it takes like all the first season, which I don't think it will based on the trailer, but like if it, for example, it took, if there are 10 episodes, it took until the end of episode 10 for him to put on the mask, and then I'd be like, all right, like, I mean, I could watch noir. I could watch like actual noir from the 40s and 30s and 50s. And like it would get to the point a lot faster than that. And I think that's where I'd maybe grow impatient or feel a little bored if I knew where it was going and it was just taking forever to get there.
Yeah.
Or if it gets there too fast and it's like loses its charm. Like I feel like there's probably a happy medium somewhere in there, at least for me.
Yeah.
I like Nicolas Cage. I like watching Nicolas Cage's work. I think he's fun. I think his incredibly eccentric personality as a human being outside of his roles is also a part of it.
And it makes this so much better.
Yeah. And, you know, I think as long as, like, he's front and center and getting to do some weird Nicolas Cage stuff eventually, I'm good with it. But if he bores me and makes me wait too long, then I will move on.
Well, let's put it this way. This is a question for both of you. Do you think the show, even, I mean, assuming Spider-Man shows up, do you think the show could live up, like, just Nicolas Cage alone is enough to drive this? Or does there need to be more superhero-y stuff? Steve, start with you.
I think he's got enough star power to do it.
Okay, fair.
I think that the man's a legend. He can do it.
You don't have to convince me. What about you, Sean?
Relying on his star power, at least at the onset. I mean, there are people in this who I recognize. The guy playing Silvermane, he was in, was it Banshees and Inisherin? He was in The Crown. He had like a short role. I've seen him in the Star Wars sequels. He pops up in a bunch of stuff. And I like him as a character actor, but I don't even know what his name is. Yeah. And then same thing he plays Mad-Eye Moody in Harry Potter, I think.
Yeah.
And then the guy playing Flint Marko, is he from Boardwalk Empire? Is he Richard, the guy with the face that had?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's like something Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I like him, but like these are not people who are going to draw me in right off the bat. Like the only reason I would know what this was outside of you guys telling me is because Nicolas Cage is in it and he got press for it.
That's fair. Well, do you think like because. You know, it was kind of surprising when he just appeared out of nowhere as Spider-Noir in, you know, Spider-Verse. And this just kind of seems like the... And I didn't know going in this wasn't animated.
I didn't either. I was, like, so happy to see that.
I know, right? Like, do you think, like, this could have been... Well, what do you think? Do you think it's better that it's live action rather than animated for both of you?
I don't think it takes away from it. I think it adds to it. I'm surprised in a good way.
Yeah.
But like, I could have gone either way on it. I feel like this is a better direction for it.
I agree. What about you, Sean?
I think it's tricky with period pieces in particular. And if you already have the universe established that you can make it animated, because that's what it comes from.
Yeah.
You know, I think the safer choice would have been to do it animated. That said, I'm really happy that they made it live action. I think that it's definitely a risk. And I think if they can pull it off, and the cool thing about the black and white, I mean, again, I don't know how the color is going to look. The black and white is going to mask a lot of like the CGI, the effects, the stuff that's not practical.
In a
way that you can't in color. And I think that makes it even kind of cooler because you couldn't even suspend your disbelief more if you're watching a black and white, you know, live action thing. And you can feel more immersed in it, even though it's not color. Like your role.
Very good. Max, do you have anything you want to add? Did you find anything you really liked about this one?
It was kind of a boring adult show, but kind of
not. I don't know if you heard it because he was kind of muffled. He said it was kind of a boring adult show, but kind of not too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was mostly boring adult show.
Well, I think, you know, based on that, like that teaser at the end, I think we're going to get a lot more Spider-Man as we go on. So I think that will make it much, much better. Well, not much better, because I actually like this a lot. Like, it doesn't need that to be the main focus. But
I'm giving a movie a 1-star rating.
Whoa.
Whoa, why?
2 stars.
How many stars are we basing this? Is 5 the best?
Let's say 10.
Wow, yeah, you're gonna need a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, man.
The 1 star out of 10 is like approaching Mortal Kombat Annihilation territory.
Yeah, what is so bad about it, Max? Okay.
I think you know.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sidebar.
Steve, anything else you want to add?
Nothing to add.
Sean, anything else before we move to voting?
No, other than
it's a blind adult show.
He's not 18 yet, so his vote doesn't count for shit.
That's fair. That is fair. He hasn't been initiated into binge-worthy. Steve, Spider-Noir, binge-worthy, why or why not?
Binge it, just because it's going to be fun to watch. It's different, and it's got star power of the man, of Nicolas Cage himself.
The man, the myth, the legend of Vampire's Kiss, which is one of the most underrated movies ever. Sean, same question.
Yeah, binge-worthy, and I would love to see a sequel to whatever that movie with Pedro Pascal in him that has the incredibly long title where he plays himself.
Oh my God, yeah.
Pedro Pascal is obsessed with Spider-Noir. I feel like that would be a fun.
I would watch that.
A fun buddy comedy to continue on with their story. No, I enjoyed it. And
yeah,
I'm going to keep on watching it in black and white because I really enjoyed that too.
Yeah, please. I would highly recommend binge-worthy. Well, do you think it's binge-worthy without black and white? I guess you can switch it any time, so it doesn't really matter.
I don't know. I would probably be curious enough to look, but
yeah.
I think I'd keep it in black and white.
I'm kind of 100% there. It definitely makes it better. All right, then. That was an easy one. Thank you guys so much for watching this. Yeah, any final thoughts before we move with it? We top this one off.
I feel like I have one. I got to look it up, though. I saw it earlier today on Thread, so I will find it.
Lay it on me.
Stand by.
Standing. Steve, anything else to you want?
Oh, I feel like I want the mouse to say it, but it's really okay. Inappropriate to say in front of a child, so I'm going to need you to like, earmuffs or something here.
Why?
You want to save it for next week?
What? What?
Maybe it's just over your head. Should we invite Mickey to give final thoughts?
Oh, goddamn time!
Well, you thanks for joining us. I'm sorry this isn't your show. This is more of a Prime, like an Amazon, Sony joint.
I don't own that!
No, you don't own this one.
Do I own that guy?
Nicolas Cage?
Use me national treasure money.
Oh, boy. All right, Mickey, what is your final thought for the evening?
Oh, I better be quick. She's coming back in the house. I don't want to get in trouble.
Uh-oh. Late on us.
Oh, you fuck a vampire, eh? So, you're down for the count?
Good night, everybody.
Watch up on that, Jimmy. You down for the count? Yeah. Are you down for the count?
Does that mean what this is about?
It's a number one, but I dropped something on my keyboard.
Can I press it?
You can press it because the keyboard's not on.
What about two?
Keyboard's not on. It's deader than my marriage to Minnie Mouse.
Yes, see. It's on? How do you get it on?
That's a question for another day when you're a little older. Mickey will tell you all about how to get it on. Oh, boy.
Are you going to let Mickey do that? That would be great. You know, the thing is, for those of you watching at home, there was a moment where Sean was actually, like, thinking about it, which makes it even better.
I could read the book to him.
Oh, damn.
The book is called Penthouse.
Oh, fantastic.
I had to buy that Larry Flint guy a while back.
Yeah, he was not
great fun. And I had to do all sorts of adjustments to my parks. And so I decided I want to do that.
Steve, any other topics you want to cover on this after show? Anything you want to? All right, fair enough.
None for me. I had to get ready to give work early.
All right, very good. Sean, anything from you? Or are we wrapping this one up?
I feel like I have something to add, but I don't remember it this time. So
well, fair.
Save it.
All right. Then I will just say I'm so sorry for the lack of episodes for a month. I have been traveling and it's issues with credit cards that we discussed in the beginning. So, but by the time you see this, you will have 4 or 5 episodes to go through, all of which are now posted online and in your favorite podcast app. So, thank you so much for sticking around. All right, then. I will see you all next week.